thou wilt come no more. Gentle Annie, like a flower, thy spirit did depart. Thou art gone, alas, like the many that have bloomed in the springtime.
Slim Forsyth and
when the wildflowers are scattered over the plain.
Slim Forsyth and Ron Berlin wanted me to say hello and to let you know that Bill Feeney was just honored for 50 years of service at Little Sisters of the Poor. Bill Feeney is the cousin of Ann Feeney.
Oh, wow.
So you'll be just in great spiritual company. With Bill. Also, Bob Kennewick wrote to say how much he is enjoying you this morning, as we all did. Thank you, Slim.
My pleasure. Wonderful to be here.
And
thank you, Larry.
Thanks to Jim Need, too, for being here. A pleasure to have you and to talk. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Lunch Brigade Saturday.
A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Online radio, McKeesport, it's 12 o'clock.
In the beginning, there were nothing but rocks. Then somebody invented the wheel, and things just began to roll.
Did you ever hear a tenor sax swinging like a rusty axe, humping like a frog down in a
along with the coasters here.
Hey folks, a note about today's show. Today's show is a rebroadcast from 2020 that I think a lot of people probably didn't hear. It only aired on the internet. So this will be new content to folks at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. But please, no phone calls this week. Save your phone calls for another time. Do check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show.
Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt in the Swig, your Come Loudly Graduate, the Chet Vickinson, the Groove for Comedy, Jay Thurber at 12:03. much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll of your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Looking for a chance of showers this afternoon right now outside the Tube City Center in downtown McKeesport. Cloudy skies, 72 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
Time for music on WMZK. Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweet spider with God, Judy in the sky, with dances.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight.
John Fred and his Playboy Band here on WMCK with Jay Thurber. Sending this one out to the listeners of WRCT, which was knocked off the air by a power outage. Here's the tremolo, Silence is Golden on WMCK. The Shangri-Las on WMCK with Jay Thurber at 12:13.
Oh, do you know what it means to be emulsified now?
It's Rex Garvin.
I want to tell you this story about being emulsified.
Yeah.
It goes something like this. Hey. My baby's a real gold chick.
Emulsified.
Yes, I do. You know it's true. Wow, wow, wow. I'm going crazy because I love my baby so. I never, never will I let her go. I squeeze me and hold me tight. And don't you know I get emulsified. I'll tell you.
Jay Lerber.
Searchers on WMCK with Jay Thurber. Gonna check your weather next. Here's Little Richard. Richard here on Radio 9 at 1221. Much more music time coming up. Frankie Valli, the Beatles, the Everly Brothers.
A reminder, today's show is pre-recorded. This is actually a rebroadcast of a show from July of 2020. That show only aired on the internet, so I thought probably a lot of people have not heard this yet. So I thought we would go ahead and rebroadcast it for you at this more convenient time. No phone calls, no requests this week. Save those for another time. You can check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show.
Weather break, go, go!
Showers possible today, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 79. Slight chance of showers overnight, mostly cloudy 66. Chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm on Sunday with a high of 83. Monday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 80. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 88. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 91. Here's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons performing as the Wonder Who group. Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Oh, that'll clean your eardrums out, won't it?
Every now and then, sometimes when you least expect it, often when you're gay and happy,
I beg your
pardon. Headache starts and begins to grow and grow and pound and throb until happiness is a thing of the past. Then's the time to remember Bayer works wonders. Bayer aspirin is pure aspirin, not just part aspirin. Two tablets bring all the pain relief power your headache can use. Bayer aspirin. Put some in your pocket and medicine chest today, because it's hard to be happy when you hurt. Remember, Bayer works wonders. Honest.
Whether you're gay or not, as a matter of fact.
My name is Mike Maurer, and you're listening to the new sound of the Mon Valley, WMCK.FM.
It's true. Straight people can take Bayer aspirin, too. It's true.
Itchy, twitchy, twitchy. Itchy, twitchy feeling. I had that a few times. The doctor gave me something for it. The website's up and running at jthurbershow.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, taking your requests until 3 o'clock. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber on the new sound of the Mon Valley Internet Radio, WMCK.FM, McKeesport. It's 1230.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
A reminder, today's show is pre-recorded, so please no phone calls. Save your calls for another time. This show is actually a rebroadcast from July of 2020, a show that only aired on that weekend on the Internet. So thank you for listening to us on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1230.
Darlene Love on WMCK. 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook and Twitter, taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show. See, this does this to me every time. This is supposed to be Wake Up Little Susie. Does that sound like Wake Up Little Susie? That does not sound like Wake Up Little Susie to me. So, let me see here. I think we have a version of Wake Up Little Susie, and it sounds something like this. I like that so much. Let's do two in a row. Two in a row, my guys, you know, Phil and Don on WMCK, the new sound of the Mon Valley. From the Everly Brothers here. on WMCK with Jay Thurber. We'll check FSN News for you at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Here's Manfred Mann.
Gonna jump for joy. Come on. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without. Come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without. Come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide on all. Someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna want a doze. Come on without.
Up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In
answer.
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer,
I simply say, play, play.
Sylvia, Love is Strange, and so is this show, WMCK, the new sound of the Mon Valley with Jay Thurber. At 12:45, much more music time. Going to check your weather in about 5 minutes. Here's Lou Christie.
I had some trouble with my baby, so I had my fortune read. I had some trouble with my
Pennsylvania, that's Glenn Willard. I mean, from Glenn Willard, Pennsylvania, that's Lou Christie. More music coming up after these messages.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here with us today is Dr. Harvey Nitzmog, and you're the technical advisor, doctor, on the show entitled Rudolph Flam, M.D.
Yes, that's correct. Your listeners may not have heard of the show because it's not seen in this country.
Uh-huh.
We show some stuff that's a little too... sticky for the American audience.
I see.
So our only outlet present time is over in Africa.
And you have a big following there, I guess, huh?
Well, not yet, but if they ever get a television station, I'm sure we will.
Undoubtedly. Now, about your new show, Rudolph Flam, M.D., what's the central character specialty? Is he a general practitioner like Marcus Welby or what?
Well, no, I think he's an Episcopalian, Mr. Elliott. I don't dabble in his private life. I'm just the... technical advice.
Well, I know you already established that before we started.
Well, don't blame me for that. If you keep asking the same questions, you're going to keep getting the same answers. I take my hypocritical oath seriously.
I'm sure you do, sir. I wonder if you'd tell us just exactly what a doctor does when he serves as a technical advisor on a medical show like this.
He collects $400 a week.
No, I mean beside that.
Well, the main thing he does is check the script to be sure it's not unmedical. You take a while back, the producer came to me and asked if it was possible for a person to get a broken arm.
What did you tell him?
Well, I said that in my opinion, if the character fell down or ran into something, it was possible.
So the script went through okay, huh?
No, the way the writer had it, the guy didn't fall down or run into anything. He was standing around and got a broken arm.
Oh, the thing had to be rewritten to make it accurate, huh?
Yeah, they charged it, they changed it. From a broken arm to the chicken pox.
Uh-huh.
I checked my medical books, and You don't have to fall down or do anything like that to get the chicken pox.
Well, that must have made an entirely different story then, huh?
No, not particularly. You see, on Rudolph Flam, M.D., the main character doesn't have a license to practice, so he just looks the patients over, he charges them $10, and then sends them to a specialist. And that way, the stories all have a happy ending, because the audience never finds out whether the patient is really sick or not.
Well, why do they need a technical advisor on a show with plots like that?
Well, it's kind of a specialized thing on our show. You see, I don't have a license to practice either, and they figure it takes one quack to advise another one.
Well, in that case, I can only say that I'm terribly sorry we invited you to be with us today.
Well, at least you don't have to worry about asking me back.
That's true.
I'm under indictment right now, and I probably won't be able to come back anyway.
Very good. Thanks for taking our valuable time anyway, Doctor.
Thank you.
Yes, I think I saw that show on Netflix recently.
More fun, more music.
Gonna check your sports and weather next.
So fine. So fine. So fine, yeah. My baby's so doggone fine. She loves me, come rain, come shine. Oh, oh, yeah. So fine. She thrill me. She thrill me.
Fiestas from 1959.
So fine.
With So Fine here on WMCK, the new sound of the Mon Valley. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on the radio. Coming up in the next hour, we'll have the Ronettes, Question Mark, and the Mysterians. Gee, I wonder what song we'll play from them. Neil Sedaka, Betty Harris, Peggy Lee, and Dionne Warwick.
A reminder, today's show is a rebroadcast from July of 2020. This is a show that weekend only aired on the internet, so thought it would be new to a lot of our listeners at 88.3 WRCT. Please, no phone calls. Save your calls for another time. You can check in with me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Pirates and the Rockies opened a three-game series last night in Denver with a bad result for the Buccos. Final score, Rockies 13, Pirates 2. It's the Bucs and Rockies again this afternoon. Game time is 3:10. Mitch Keller is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. The Rockies are fourth in the NL West right now, but they are heavily favored today. They currently have a 27-22 record at home. Clayton Kershaw fell just short of a perfect game last night as the Dodgers beat the LA Angels 9-1. Kershaw retired the first 21 Angels batters in order, but then Luis Rengifo's double to left field in the eighth inning ended that dream. Mike Yastrzemski hit a game-ending grand slam off Josh Hader in the ninth inning, and the San Francisco Giants rallied from a three-run deficit to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5 on Friday night. Hader was tagged with his second straight loss. Elsewhere, it was the Phillies over the Marlins 2-1, Braves over the Nationals 8-4, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the Detroit Tigers 6-5. Jim Thorpe's gold medals have been reinstated after 110 years. The International Olympic Committee announced the change on Friday on the 110th anniversary of Thorpe winning the decathlon and being proclaimed by the King of Sweden as the greatest athlete in the world. Thorpe, a Native American, was stripped of his gold medals after it was learned that he had played minor league baseball for two summers. That was a violation then of the Olympics rules that all athletes had to be amateurs. In a Russian court on Friday, Brittany Griner's attorney said the WNBA star had a doctor's permission for possession of medical marijuana. Griner was prescribed cannabis by a doctor in Arizona to treat chronic pain and other conditions, but medical marijuana is not legal in Russia. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, was arrested at a Moscow airport in February after customs officials said they found cannabis oil in her luggage. She faces up to 10 years in prison if she's convicted.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot, whether you believe it or not.
Isolated showers this afternoon, mostly cloudy, high near 79. Chance of showers overnight, cloudy 66. Slight chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm on Sunday with a high near 83. Sunday night showers, maybe a thunderstorm, low of 68. Monday showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high near 80. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 88.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
Down the track, the name of the place is I like it like that. Now you take Sally, and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Oh, come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is I like it like that. The last time I was down there, they lost my shoes. They had some cat shouting the blues. The people were yelling and shouting for more. And all they kept saying was, come and go. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Show you,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
I said the name of the places I like it like that. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
I said the name of the place is
I like it like that.
The Dave Clark Five.
Jay Thurber.
More music.
Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66 are going to take us to news time on WMCK.
Pois o samba está animado, o eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, samba como este tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Mas quem
gente que eu quero passar. Pois seu samba está animado. O que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você não vai querer que eu chegue no
don't realize this, but in Portuguese, Mascarenada means...
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. President Biden in Saudi Arabia says he has told Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman that the U.S. holds him responsible for the murder and dismemberment of Saudi American journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018. The president caused controversy by greeting the Crown Prince with a fist bump when he arrived in Jeddah earlier today. But in remarks after their meeting, he insisted he had addressed the issue directly.
With respect to the murder of Khashoggi, I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was exactly, I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear. I said very straightforwardly, for an American president to be silent on an issue of human rights, is this consistent with inconsistent with who we are and who I am? I'll always stand up for our values.
The president said the Crown Prince, who earlier smirked when a reporter shouted a question about the killing, denied culpability for it. The president responded that he didn't believe him. Jamal Khashoggi's fiance said today the blood of anyone else killed on the Crown Prince's orders will now be on Joe Biden's hands. In other news today, for the first time ever, a red extreme heat warning has been issued for parts of the UK and a weather-related national emergency has been declared. Forecasters are urging people next week significantly to alter their normal routines, saying temperatures will pose a threat to lives. FSN's UK correspondent John Beaver with more.
The highest ever recorded temperature of 38.7 degrees Celsius in England could be exceeded on Monday and Tuesday. The Met Office is warning of a widespread impact on people and infrastructure. In the hottest areas, there are expected to be health risks for the entire population. There are also warnings of widespread disruption as the heat could impact travel infrastructure and essential services like power and water.
A British aid worker accused by the Russians of being a mercenary has died in detention after he was captured by Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. Paul Yuri was 45. UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss says Moscow bears full responsibility for his death. He was an insulin-dependent diabetic, but it's not yet clear precisely how he died. The United Nations says it's working to address sexism within the world body after a BBC report highlighted apparent sexual harassment and misogyny. From FSN's bureau at UN headquarters in New York, Will Denzelow reports.
The UN Secretary-General's spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric said the UN is working to tackle a male-dominated culture. He added that efforts are ongoing to try and improve the system. Over a dozen former and current UN staff spoke to the BBC alleging there's a climate of fear at the UN.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Today's show is pre-recorded. This is actually a rebroadcast from July 2020. that was originally only heard on Tube City Online Radio, and you are hearing it this week on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. That's student-owned radio from Carnegie Mellon University and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend, all weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Teardrops for one heart.